2 years ago, Americans watched in horror as a crisis unfolded at the Kabul airport.
There's desperation and anguish.
More than 80,000 Afghans have since arrived in America, but this story is still unfolding. I'm Andreas Martin. In my new podcast, Stranger Becomes Neighbor, we'll find out what happens to these new arrivals in our communities. Who would help our newest neighbors? Follow us at KSLPodcast.com, Apple Podcasts, or anywhere else you listen.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 4:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. It is overcast, 88 degrees, KSL's top story. 40% of today's 1,117 COVID cases were reported from Utah County today. Elected officials there are saying it's an urgent situation. They held an emergency meeting to find ways to bring the case numbers down, and they're talking about a countywide mask mandate. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has the details.
The Utah County Commission called for the emergency meeting after hearing the governor's comments about how bad the outbreak is in that part of the state. People attending the meeting say they're in favor of people wearing masks, but they are worried about how they would enforce a mandate. Commissioner Nathan Ivey says the county's numbers used to be in line with what they should be based on their population, but he says parties at BYU and UVU have forced those numbers to go up.
State epidemiologist Angela Dunn says she was impressed to hear how receptive elected officials were about getting control of the viral spread. KSL News Time 4:31. Students and parents at Corner Canyon High School are wearing purple in a show of support for a teacher in the ICU after she got COVID-19. Shari Jensen, or Mama J, as she's known, is on a respirator, and this is making the district look at how they go about their business.
A 15-level at a school of 2,400 students is vastly different than a number of 15 at a school of 150 students.
Canyon School District spokesman Jeff Haney says the vast majority of their students and parents want schools to stay open, even if it's in hybrid form. 500 students in the district are currently quarantined after 150 cases were reported. 73 of those cases are at Corner Canyon High. KSL News Time 4:32. Now, more of our top stories with Todd Fuchs.
Police have arrested a Garfield County man on weapons charges after investigating a property dispute with the neighbor. A police affidavit obtained by the Deseret News says a neighbor of Michael John Rudolph called police claiming Rudolph was harassing renters in the Airbnb next door and sometimes met them with a shotgun when they trespassed on his property. The affidavit claims Rudolph is restricted from owning guns because of a felony. Police say they found more than 24 guns on his property and also some drug paraphernalia. Utah has so far avoided the huge fires that have burned up the West this year, and KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce says fire managers believe a few ounces of prevention have made the difference.
State Forester Brian Cottom told lawmakers this week that local firefighters are taking the lead, clearing the brush that could spark and harm their communities. They're also better now at knocking down fires than in the past. Lastly, there's home building. Cities have been better in recent years about where they'll allow homes and what materials those houses will be made out of. The problem is people. They've sparked 75% of the fires we've had this year.
And those fires will still probably cost us at least $28 million this year. The body of a fallen firefighter in the San Bernardino National Forest has been picked up from the scene of his death.
In an emotional moment on the ground, the firefighter's body, covered by an American flag, was put into a van. Firefighters standing, saluting in their green Forest Service uniforms. The firefighter died while working on the El Dorado fire on Thursday night. That's a fire that was started by a family with a pyrotechnic during a gender reveal party.
That's ABC's Alex Stone reporting. And lightning a concern this weekend as wildfires continue to rage across the West Coast. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Todd, the Big Hollow fire continues to burn in Washington State, and Commissioner of Public Lands Hillary Fran says the fire has now burned more than 24,000 acres of land. She says the main cause of wildfires in the U.S. is not nature.
The majority of the fires that have happened over the last 10, 11 days were all human caused because we haven't had lightning, right? And so the fourth leg of the stool is helping people get educated to not start fires.
Well, they are now facing lightning. The Big Hollow fire is only about 25% contained. Yosemite National Park has closed as a series of devastating wildfires continue to burn in California. National Park Service says the park is closing due to significant smoke impacts and hazardous air quality. Toxic smoke from West Coast wildfires is causing an alarming surge in hospitalizations. In Alabama, Governor Kay Ivey is touring some of the aftermath of Hurricane Sally, and she calls the damage really bad.
Not only will we rebuild, but we will rebuild stronger than ever before.
Meantime, forecasters in Miami say three storms have formed in about 6 hours, including Tropical Storm Beta in the Gulf of Mexico. Beta, the record-setting 23rd named storm to date, could produce a foot of rain along the Texas coast between Sunday and next week. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The Democratic candidate for governor says his opponent, Lieutenant Governor Spencer Cox, should be removed as head of the state's COVID task force. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ayres reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Chris Peterson says he sees the recent spike as a sign it's time for a change in leadership.
In many counties across the state, we're seeing positive test rates of over 20%, which is an extraordinarily dangerous circumstance and requires immediate action.
He says the lieutenant governor is in charge of elections and managing lobbyists and has crossed out of his lane.
It's not personal, but we should put the public health officials in charge of dealing with a public health crisis.
Fox's campaign saying the lieutenant governor was not available to talk and would reach out if they had a comment. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ayres, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time, 4:36.
Ricky Meese, worst traffic, Parley's Canyon?
It is going to be Parley's Canyon, eastbound I-80 due to a hazmat spill not far from the quarry. It's backing traffic onto the main flow in the valley and onto the east belt. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thanks, Ricky. Coming up, the dumbest holiday of the year is tomorrow. And my minute of news is on the way next.
Well, I love a rainy night.
Two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.